Prof, your program, the mentorship program, is now under your portfolio. Firstly, how does it feel to be handling such a portfolio? And then secondly, what is your goal?
I feel very privileged to be actually getting a program that's fully functional. But at the same time, it places an unusual onus on me to keep a success story successful. And this type of work is the sort of work that adds to my own job satisfaction. And that's why I've offered myself up as a mentor, because I know it doesn't just build morale for the mentee. It can, you know, run across the entire college. So I'm very privileged.
The mentorship program has been running. It's in its fifth cycle this year. And from what we've heard, it's had a successful running. An executive dean of College of Human Sciences has really wanted the young academics within the college to get support, get guidance, and mentorship is beyond that. In your view, what is your take of the mentorship program?
The additional layer to that is that it encourages seasoned academics to actually go outside of their comfort zone, because typically when you're mentoring someone, they will ask of you things that you've not really immersed yourself in for quite a while. So it extends you.
It's Youth Month, and everyone always looks at the young people. But even within an academic institution, you've got a lot of young people coming in as scholars, coming in as young academics. How important do you think it is for the emerging scholars?
I think it's critically important. I mean, one of the things about academia that's accepted internationally is that it doesn't financially reward you particularly well. So your areas of job satisfaction are outside of just the financial rewards, and you really need other things that speak to job satisfaction and being acknowledged when you're new, having a person who's dedicated to helping you to chart your upward path. That does a lot of positive in terms of giving people the recognition they need to stay focused.
Do you think this program has a place within the institution that could sort of retain the young guys who've got all these bright ideas but sometimes seem not to be getting further than their ideas?
I think that's precisely what it does, that it actually offers people who have what many people would call unrestricted ideas to go to someone who can help them not only to realize what they want, but to do it within the structure of a university.